It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsberg, and content manager for the WEKU stations. We start with a message from listener Todd.
You know, I've listened to NPR my whole life, and I am really tired of listening to how bad us men are. If that's all I'm going to hear on my way to work and from work every day, and I'm just going to tune into something else. If you want the opinion of some of the things that go the other way, just give me a call, and I can give you some prime examples.
We had a number of comments about last week's Eastern Standard on the topic of gun control, in addition to what we put on the air Thursday. On Facebook and by voicemail, we heard from Shane, who had called in during the show. He wrote, "One of the guests was Mark Bryant, who runs Gun Violence Archive. Mr. Bryant clearly stated that there were armed citizens inside the Sutherland Springs, Texas, First Baptist Church on the morning of the mass murder. When I got on the air, my last point was to call out Mr. Bryant's assertion, yet it did no good. I asked for a source for his claim, to which he obfuscated. If I am correct, there have been no reports of armed members inside the church. Then I maintain Mr. Bryant and WEKU owe their audiences public retractions." Mark Bryant responded that he found the information in his notes the day after the church shooting, saying it was an off-the-cuff answer from the sheriff's office public information officer to a question about a woman who said she thought she was next, but someone shot the shooter. That brought up the shot from inside the church question from KSAT's reporter. The PIO's answer in my notes was a couple of folks may have been armed, but no information on any of them shooting. Mr. Bryant recommends that the listener do a Freedom of Information Act request to both the Wilson County Sheriff's Office and the Texas Rangers to get the complete incident reports. We're glad to hear from you. Write to WEKU at eku.edu, post on Facebook, or send a tweet. Leave a message at 859-622-1657, then tune in for listener feedback on Mondays on WEKU.